The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, September 6, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that his country will continue to strengthen ties with its nationals abroad, recalling the dialogue of 78 promoted by the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. Through his account on X, the head of state noted that the invitation made by Fidel Castro to Cubans living in the United States on September 6, 1978, began a continuous and irreversible path in the relationship between the Caribbean nation and its emigration. The president highlighted on the social network that much progress had been made through a permanent dialogue that will continue on. He affirmed that at the upcoming 4th, the Nation and Emigration Conference, Cuba will reaffirm the commitment of United for the Homeland. The 4th Nation and Immigration Conference will be held on November 18 and 19 in Havana as a sign of the government's unequivocal will to continue deepening ties and dialogue with its nationals abroad. According to Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, the meeting will have a special meaning for young people who, although born in other latitudes, are identified with, defend, and love the country of their parents and ancestors. It will be an excellent opportunity to get closer to their roots, he noted. Solidarity, support, and cooperation with Cuba are like a mandate from the heart and a consistent policy that never changes. Trac Goc Tam, chairman of the Ben Tray Provincial People's Committee, affirmed on Wednesday. Although geographically separated, Vietnam and Cuba have always been proud to have a close, loyal, pure, and sincere relationship. Goc Tam stressed at an event commemorating the 70th anniversary of the attack on the Moncada garrison and the 50th anniversary of the first visit by the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, to this nation. The Vietnamese leader noted that Presidents Ho Chi Minh and Fidel Castro thoroughly established this relationship, and it has been continuously strengthened, developed, expanded, and created as a source of strength by generations of leaders and people of the two countries. The Asia-Pacific Network of United Cities and Local Governments advocates for an inclusive cooperation that may allow trans-regional links with countries such as Cuba, member of the Belt and Road Initiative. Bernadia Irawati's Director General confirmed this to Prensa Latina, who also emphasized that an expanding collaboration conveys in a better way the spirit of unity, solidarity, and harmony among peoples. In that sense, cooperation with nations like Cuba and others in Latin America and North America is increasingly interesting, and we are open to that possibility, she commented. Irawati stressed the importance of the Belt and Road Initiative proposed by China in 2013, which had precisely interconnection as its main objective. The General Secretary traveled to the southwestern city of Hangzhou so as to participate in the celebrations for the International Day of the City of China, home to major high-tech companies, services, and businesses such as Alibaba. The fourth encounter of women singers, She and I, begins for a greater inclusion of young Cuban troubadours and with the intention of recovering lost meeting spaces. The event will take place until September 10 and includes a broad agenda of activities that will start with a recital and a performance by Cuban singer-songwriter Tony Avila at the Strawberry and Chocolate Hall, located in the neighborhood of El Vedado in this capital city. The opening concert will be held at the Theater of the Museum of Fine Arts and will be supported by Igualada's Music, along with other singers. Several organizers will sponsor the meeting, such as the National Center of Popular Music, the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, the Ministry of Culture, and the Hermanos Saiz Association. The National Ballet of Cuba, under the direction of Ian Sai Valdez, will offer a unique performance at the Eduardo Brito National Theater in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, on September 9. The company will present Swan Lake in the renowned version of Alice Alonso, based on the original choreography by Marios Petipa and Lev Ivanov, and music by Piotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. The presentation in Costa Rica of the dancer Junior Palma from the National Ballet of Cuba was also announced as a guest artist at the gala that the Russian Classical Ballet School of San Jose will offer on September 9 at the Melico Salazar National Theater. Palma will perform Spring Waters, the pas de deux from the third act of Swan Lake, and a choreography by the teacher Patricia Carrera. And in the international agenda, we have that the Federal Supreme Court of Brazil will resume the trial on the so-called temporary project that will define the future and destiny of indigenous lands in this nation. The court suspended on August 31st the analysis of the controversial thesis, which establishes that the natives only have the right to the possessions traditional occupied by them on the day of the promulgation of the Constitution on October 5, 1988. The initiative is an interpretation of Article 231 of the Constitution, in which indigenous people, their social organization, customs, languages, beliefs, and traditions are recognized. For the ancestral communities which reject the temporary framework, the historical possession of a land is not necessarily linked to the fact that a group of people occupied a certain region on October 5, 1988. And they detail that many peoples are nomadic and others were removed from their domains by the military dictatorship. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva signed the demarcations of two new indigenous lands on Tuesday on the occasion of the Amazon Day. After the signing, the ruler pointed out that the Amazonian people deserve to have their rights guaranteed for a better life. Meanwhile, representatives of prosecutors from 14 Latin American and Caribbean nations are holding their second day of meetings in order to agree on actions against crimes associated with irregular migration, such as human smuggling and trafficking. The event will last until next Saturday and will offer the opportunity to identify common objectives, structures, and steps to follow in the formation of research teams to combat these scourges. Last Monday, authorities from the United Nations organization called for a more resolute fight against organized crime and gangs, such as the Clan del Golfo, who controls irregular migration. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.